Are you ready to make some serious money? It's Marguerite here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. You know, most people get into business for the freedom and the lifestyle and to create wealth because in a job, of course, you have a limited amount of income that you come in. You're working and trading your time for dollars. And it is seriously not a great way to create wealth, not unless you're taking that money and investing it somewhere. What happens though is that most people get into business, they don't know what they're doing, and they end up buying themselves a job. So they're not paying themselves, they've got so many bills, they've got no cash flow, they haven't got the right business strategy, there's all this stuff going on that they haven't set themselves up for success. And unfortunately, so many businesses fail within the first 2 years, and many more fail within the next 3 years, meaning that most businesses never make it past 5 years. And this is a tragedy because one of the best vehicles to create wealth is, of course, to own your own business. But you've got to do it right. You've got to set yourself up to succeed from the very first day. And if you haven't set yourself up to succeed, that's okay. There's still time to turn this ship around. So most people think that what they've got to focus on is the vehicle, the business structure, and what kind of business they're in to create wealth. And then there's, of course, the marketing strategy, the business strategy, business growth. There's all these other things and components, which are all very, very important. But there is one component that is more important than any of these, and that is, of course, your mindset. If you ask any super successful entrepreneur, mindset coach, mentor, any of these kinds of people, they will tell you that you can have the best business in the world, like the best type of business, you can have the best business strategy, but unless you've got the right mindset, none of that is going to work. So today I'm going to share with you the three keys that you need to create a success mindset and a wealth blueprint that is going to help you to create a seven-figure business. So the first thing is to dream huge. It is incredibly important that you have a vision. Most business owners and entrepreneurs, they get into business to create wealth and freedom, but they don't have a clear vision of what that looks like for them. Nothing was ever created without a vision. Now, what is your purpose? What is the purpose of your business? What legacy do you want to leave? What problem do you want to solve for people? And what, when you have that money, because you don't want the money, I know, it's a bit of a revelation. You don't actually want the money. You want what the money will give you. So it's fine to want $1 million business, but you don't want the $1 million. You want what that $1 million will give you. What are you going to do with that $1 million? The universe loves structure. So what does freedom look like to you? What does success look like to you? You've got to define what it looks like for you. Now, there are several mistakes that people make when they start to think about, what do I really want? Because when I ask people, most people can't tell me what they really want. They can tell me what they don't want. They don't want what they already have, but they can't necessarily tell me what they really do want. So what people do is they start to think about how success is defined by the rest of the population. And this is a big mistake because so many people grind and they sacrifice and they work long hours and they climb this ladder just to find that it's leaning against the wrong wall. They get to what society has defined as success. Loads of money, the big house, the nice car, the lifestyle, and they find that they are empty and unfulfilled and unsatisfied. And this is a travesty because they get to the top of that ladder and go, well, is this it? Is this all there is? I thought this was supposed to make me happy, and it doesn't make them happy. So define what is going to make you happy. Define what success means to you and go for that. It doesn't have to be what society has defined as what it believes is success. What does success mean to you? What will make you truly happy? And if it is the big house and the nice car and the lifestyle and all that stuff, then fantastic, but you set yourself up in the right way. Don't end up with masses and masses of debt hanging over your head for this seeming picture of success. Now, the other mistake that people make when they are going for their vision is that they make it all about them. Now, yes, you need to be in the picture. You need to have something that resonates with you, the lifestyle that you truly want, what will make you happy. But you know what? It is not all about you. What legacy do you want to leave? Who do you want to serve? What problem do you want to solve? What will make your life matter? Because that is the most rewarding thing you will ever do. Success is not about how much money you've got, how big is your house. It is actually about what difference you have made in the world. So don't just make it about you. And the third mistake that most people make is they think about what they really want, and then they go, oh, but I can't do that. So they limit themselves. I'm not good enough. It's not safe. I don't deserve it. Something stops them from going for what they really want, and they dumb it down. They go for something that they think is possible. Now, let me just rephrase that for you and say anything is possible. You can achieve anything you put your mind to. So if anything is possible, if you can achieve anything that you put your mind to, what do you really want? Do not settle for anything less than what you really want. So that's the first key. Dream huge. The second key is to own your brilliance. You came into this world with special gifts and talents, and it's up to you to leverage those gifts and talents, your core genius, your unconscious competence. What do you play at that other people work at? What do you love to do? What do you lose yourself in? How do you, can you spend your time that will give you the most joy? So this is where your core genius lies, and this is where you will make the most money. What do you do effortlessly? What do people compliment you on and say things like, how do you do that? You do that so easily, and you just kind of dismiss it and go, well, because it's easy. Just because it's easy for you doesn't mean it's easy for everybody. So what have you always done effortlessly? What do you just love to do? What is your passion? What do you love to learn about? These are the things that you need to leverage and focus on your core genius. And then the things that you don't do so well, get somebody else to do those, because those things that you don't want to do or that you don't do so well, there are people out there who play at those things who will do them brilliantly. So focus on your core genius. Own your brilliance, and then that is where you will make your most money, is leveraging your core genius, your brilliance, your unconscious competence, and also believing in yourself. Part of this is about truly believing in your ability to achieve anything that you put your mind to. So grow your belief in yourself, your trust and your faith in your ability to be, do, and have anything that you want. The third step is to get out of your own way. So this is about clearing out the limiting beliefs, the stories, the paradigms, the fears, the doubts, the things that are telling you that it's not safe, that you're not good enough, or that you don't deserve it. These are the things that will stop you in your tracks and prevent you from achieving massive success. So you know that the things that I love are emotional freedom technique, sound healing, peace process, instant miracle technique. These are the techniques that I use to very, very quickly clear the blocks and belief systems when I work with my clients, to be able to clear their way to help them to achieve the six figures, the seven figures, even the eight figures in their business. Because if you have really strong fears, blocks, and stories that are getting in the way of your success, you are really going to be pushing it uphill if you want to achieve your big dream and your big vision. So it's up to you to find what those stories and belief systems are, and that is the hardest part. That is why I highly recommend you work with a coach, a mentor, with somebody who can help you to find what those blocks are, and then clear them out so you can achieve your big vision way, way more quickly and with a lot less effort and heartbreak. You are going to experience failure, disappointment, setbacks, frustrations. It's going to all come up for you, but you don't have to do this the hard way. You can do this the easy way. And the easy way is working with somebody who will support you, believe in you, and help you to clear those blocks and beliefs so you can move forward a lot more quickly. Now, if you're ready to do that and you haven't joined the Pitbull community yet, then why not register for my 21 Days of Tapping into Abundance Masterclass? It is a free program where you will get 21 EFT videos over 21 days helping you to clear your blocks to abundance. You can find that at pitbullmindset.com/abundance-tapping. Go and join the community or just go to my website, pitbullmindset.com. Check out all the tools and information and strategies I have for you there, because I have bucket loads. That's it from me for my podcast. I really hope you've gotten much benefit out of this. Until next time, have an exceptional day. Bye for now.